Welcome. We continue with our reading, page 55, last paragraph from the bottom. As any seeker who initially starts off in this journey, you must understand and accept the nature of the mind. The mind is nothing but thoughts. These thoughts move like a never-ending stream. These thoughts are of the nature of water, which is constantly moving, yet it is only water. Thoughts, like a stream of water, are propelled by the energy of going downhill. Our thoughts are nothing but an attempt to go from activity to the nothingness of the water in the depths of the ocean. Like the stream of river water which never stops but keeps moving along the banks, so does our mind just keep flowing till we reach our destination. We have one thought after another constantly moving in our mind. If we were to acknowledge the above analogy and think of ourselves as the frog who is watching over the river, then we can see from a distance our own thoughts and not fear our own mind. We then will become detached from our mind and through awareness alone learn to become the observer of our thoughts rather than a victim of our thoughts. We have so far been a victim of the mind, being even scared of the negative tendencies of our mind, and so far have been trying to change our mind using our mind itself. We know it well now that this approach just does not work and will not work in the future. We can, however, change our mind by just keeping a distance from it, and when fully ready, jump into the river of the mind through sincere inquiry, reading about the truth, and having a meditative practice, which will allow us to recognize the mind is nothing, yet it is everything. Underneath the mind is the consciousness principle, which, as per these ancient scriptures from Bharat, India, literally illumines the mind and makes thought processes move. When we go into the depth of meditation, we have transcended the mind and into states of silence. The seeker who has learned the secret transcend the mind even during the wakeful state and is able to be one with the source of all joy and just be one's self. At this moment, take a pledge that you, yourself, are your best friend. The divine is indeed the self within you and will come rushing to help you when you need it. You then will have the courage to take a deep breath and jump into the river with full awareness. You start accepting that this awareness is your true nature. You become one with the river, yet you are aware of your friends and family as your roots to this world. Now you have tasted the spiritual world and you have learned how easy it is to go back repeatedly to the spiritual world through regular reading about the truth, contemplating on it, and just being. You are like that pond frog who has the option of jumping deep into this river of love. This love is available to you right now. The water in the river represents your true nature, your consciousness. When we see the fast-flowing stream of the thought processes of our minds, as we have been so used to swimming in them, we just don't feel comfortable to go into the depths of the water. We might be scared that we might drown in the water, not knowing that the depth of water is actually the safest place for us. Rather, we have forgotten that our nature is of water itself. Thoughts are powered by consciousness, and it is the substratum of all our thoughts. We just do not know that underneath the swift water flow of the river, the ocean, lies the surreal, still water. Only when you have dived into the water of consciousness will you come to know that there are a lot of riches available to you in the stream of awareness, just like the frog found in the river. This could even include special powers, but you have not taken a plunge for them alone. They come to you as a gift for accepting this journey. The real reason that you've taken the dive is to seek and receive the best riches, everlasting peace, happiness, and love. One who chooses to jump into this river of awareness learns the advantages of being more introverted and being with oneself. One starts to enjoy the benefits of meditation. You, the seeker, know that you have and will continue to have a role to play in society, and hence you keep going back to them too. You encourage other members of your family, friends, and society to be aware of this river of love. You know that some will be ready and others will not. You are not here to convince others. This above analogy is my own personal story. Just like you, just a few years ago, I felt strange and disillusioned by my role as a husband, a father, a member of society, as a physician, and did not know what I really needed to do to make my life easier for myself, my family, and my patients. I was indeed fortuitous enough to appreciate that there was something available to me right now. Things started coming together when I did a course on a breath-based meditation called Sudarshan Kriya Yoga, Sky, and I learned the fruits of meditation within the first session itself. A period of calmness came that had been unavailable before, and I just got hooked. I wished to know more and more about the knowledge behind meditation. It has taken me a few years to, quote, come out of the closet, quote, and recognize that I am not my chattering mind. I am instead a witness to this ever-changing world and with it all the roles and responsibilities. I continue to do these roles and responsibilities, yet without any sense of attachment that I am doing this work. I now feel I'm a part of this world, yet not of this world. I invite you, my fellow reader and seeker, to assimilate this knowledge, transcend your mind, and become one with the source forever. We summarize in our group about the benefits of meditation, and people shared that having an attitude of self-inquiry and openness to all experiences, as one starts to do that, their awareness levels rise, they feel more at calm, they are automatically happy, and people look at them strangely. This is the first response that you will have from others when you are on this path. Do continue. Do not stop here. Keep on your journey asking, who am I? What is this body? What is this mind? What is this intellect? And what is the underlying basis which makes it keep going? I can assure you there is something much deeper, like shared in the book, that the depth of the river, that peace and silence is who you truly are. It will become obvious to you one day for sure with the grace of the divine and your own effort of self-inquiry. Have a great day.